know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. And I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
I know why you're here. I know what you have been taught and what you've been believing. I know why you hardly sleep, why you feel alone, and why day after day you sit at your computer in front of your TV. You attend your church. You read your Bible. Searching. You're looking for him. I know, because I was once looking for the same thing. I was looking for an answer. I was looking for the truth. And when he found me, he showed me that the truth has been covered with lies. It has become a mystery. It is the question that drives us, dear kinsmen. It is the question that brought you here to this website. You know the question just as I did. What is the Matrix? The answer is out there, brothers and sisters. It's looking for you, and it will find you if you want it to. This is it. Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. Be humble. Repent, for the reign of Yahweh is at hand. He knows more than you can imagine, and he knows what is on your heart and in your mind. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice. Tumbling down the rabbit hole? I see it in your eyes. You have the look of someone who accepts what you see because you are expecting to wake up. Ironically, that's not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate? Do you believe in free will? Do you believe in divine influence? Let me tell you why you are here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world, with society, with religions. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to this website. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you want to know what it is? The Jewish matrix of deceit is everywhere. It is the beast system of mystery Babylon. It is all around us, even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave, dear friend. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, into a prison you cannot see or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Have you ever had a dream that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? You believe that society is relatively normal, that you have freedom, that you are saved because of your faith, or that life is simply running its course, when in fact, it is the opposite, and it is all an illusion. There are many beliefs, but there is only one that is the belief. There is nothing I can say that will explain it for you. You must examine it for yourself. The belief comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. This is my website, Think Outside the Beast. It is a light in this dark and evil age. It is a beacon of truth and a trumpet of warning. This is the main page. This is the core where we broadcast our pirate signal and expose the matrix. The menu is the construct. It's our loading program. We can load anything from scripture to word studies, information, slideshows, links, articles, and videos exposing what they are doing to us, training simulations, anything you need to help you to discern the counterfeit from the real. What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. The world that you know exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Jewish Matrix of Deceit. You've been living in a dream world, my dear kinsmen. This deception is why the world is as it exists today. Yeshua Christ said, "Take heed that you be not deceived." It was the great dragon, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, and his children, which deceiveth the whole world. We have only bits and pieces of information, but what we know for certain is that at some point in the beginning of the creation of Adam, his wife Eve marveled at the false magnificence of the illuminated fallen angel Halel, or as most people know, the devil. And she was sexually beguiled, giving birth to Cain. The result of an unholy union that spawned an entire race of devils. We know that Cain struck down and killed his half-brother Abel, and Adam's second son Seth was his replacement. And we know that it was the prophesied enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman that would play out throughout the ages. From that time, the satanic sons of Cain would be vagabonds and wanderers, internationalists who would be a parasitic host on the children of Adam. And it was believed that they would be unable to survive without an energy source as abundant as the blessed children of Jacob Israel, which are numbered as the stars of the sky, as prophesied. We also know that it was Esau, the brother of Jacob, that mixed his seed with the satanic daughters of Cain, resulting in an upgraded race of devils with the cunning and patience to infiltrate all institutions and rewrite the programming, virtually unnoticed. Throughout history, they have been dependent on the blood of the Adamic race to survive. Fate, it seems, is not without a sense of irony. The Adamic body, which is made in the image of Elohim, generates more bioelectricity than a 120-volt battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat. It holds the DNA and spirit of Yahweh. Combined with a form of Christianity used to deceive and lead astray, the Jews have found all the energy they would ever need. There are denominations, endless denominations, over 33,000 of them, where our people are no longer taught the truth, no longer taught who we are and whose we are, no longer instructed in the way, or taught that Yahweh is our God. When we are born, we are registered as corporations. We are injected with dangerous vaccines. We are poisoned through the air, food, and water. We are governed by these Canaanite and Edomites and the traitors of our own people that follow them. We are oppressed by the corporations, the bankers, usury, and taxes. Our minds are polluted by relentless media propaganda, false flag events, pornography, educational institutions, entertainment, and worthless merchandise. Our children are abducted, sold as sex slaves, and for child ritual murder sacrifices in which the children of Cain and of Esau drink their blood for vitality. For the longest time, I wouldn't believe it. And then I saw the evidence with my own eyes. Watched them brainwash our people into the living dead so that they would unwittingly continue to spread the untempered mortar of lies to the living. And standing there, facing the perfection of the pure, horrifying precision of the lusts of their father, the devil, I came to realize the obviousness of the truth by the revelation which was shown to me through the set-apart spirit. What is the Jewish matrix of deceit? It is control. The matrix of Mystery Babylon is a beguiling, generated dream world built to keep us under control in order to change the Adamic being into a twofold child of hell. It is designed to remove you from your identity, your heritage, your salvation, and your God. To remove you from the protection and blessings of your Father, Yahweh Elohim, and render you unrecognizable as a true child of the Most High, so that when He returns, there won't be any righteous children left. So that the devil can say, "Where are all your children? These are all mine. See, they follow me. Where are the ones that follow you?" Don't believe it? Don't think it's possible? I didn't say it would be easy, dear kinsmen. I just said it would be the truth. The truth is always controversial. I'm trying to free your mind, but I can only show you the door. You are the one that has to walk through it. You have to let it all go, my friend. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind. The Jewish matrix of deceit is a system, dear Israelite. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside and you look around, what do you see? Business people, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, mothers, fathers, children. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy, and the enemy of Christ. These people are antichrist, unaware, and deceived. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of their hearts and minds are so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, dear saint? Or were you thinking about Jewish Jesus and that the descendants of Cain and of Esau can't be the reason for the world being this satanic and close to destruction? So what are they, these Jews? As Yeshua Christ stated himself, they are the children of their father, the devil. They can move in and out of any country still hardwired to their deceptive system, which is controlled by banking, which is every country at this point and time in history. They have control over all systems that run the world. They had infiltrated the Israelite priesthood in the days of Christ, changing the laws of Moses into their own traditions, called Judaism, which they've passed off as Judeo-Christianity, assuming the identity of Israel, and using the authority they have usurped to rule over the people, which they call Goyim cattle. They have done this all throughout history, and have been kicked out of countries over 300 times because of their rascality, degradation, and debauchery. And they have done it again, but this time on a global scale. They have again infiltrated and corrupted from within governments, legislation, media, news and entertainment, the flow of information, science and medicine, pharmaceuticals, food production, agriculture, corporations, transportation, the education system, and the churches. That means that anyone we haven't unplugged from the Matrix is potentially an agent working with and for them. They have weaponized everything from bread to sugar, LED lights and smart technologies, to the very products we put on and in our bodies. Everything God created, they have perverted. Inside the Matrix, they are everyone and they are no one. But they are the gatekeepers. They are guarding all the doors. They are holding all the keys, which means that sooner or later, someone is going to have to fight them. That someone is Yeshua, Messiah. But until he returns, we must overcome. We must come up out of her, my people. We must live according to the Spirit and not to the flesh. We can only survive and be preserved through this evil age if we have true knowledge and understanding, if we walk in the way, obey the commands and instructions given to us by Yahweh, and we must use the set-apart Spirit to decode the message in which we are made alive by, to be able to discern what is truth and what is not, what is the dream world and what is reality. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. But you will die in your sins and in your ignorance, and you will not awake from the second death. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I am offering is the truth, nothing more. What happens next is up to you. May the divine influence be sparked within you and lead you out of the Jewish matrix of deceit.